I do not come this book to tell you anything new or novel. Everything in the book you know. But I have only put it in form, I have put it in shape, to remind you of what you yourself know to be true. And the book is therefore very deceptive. The book at first glance looks, as he says, very, very easy, very simple. But the book is the basic book of Jewish ethics in our time, at least. It is a book of philosophy, a book of ethics, a book of grandeur. The Gaon of Vilna, who was a very young man at the time, but who read the book, said that, is reputed to have said that he, in the first 10 chapters, he did not find one word that was extra. That every word had meaning. And the book was popularized, and in fact the Ramchal was rehabilitated by the Musar movement in the 1850s and 1860s and 1870s in Lithuania, and the Yeshiva movement, which took this book and made it its primer. It is the primer of the Musar movement, the primer of the movement regarding ethics. And even today it is studied in most of the yeshivas in the world. You cannot consider one's experience with Judaism to be complete if one has not studied and or at least looked at and had some flavor of the Mesillas Yeshorim. Yeah. I mean, the bans on him never were lifted. But that's neither here nor there. He wrote many other books. He wrote one of the great books of Jewish philosophy called Das Tvunos. And he also wrote a book of philosophy called The Derech Hashem. All of these books, by the way, have been translated into English. They can all be obtained today. It's not easy reading, but it is most thought-provoking, and to a great extent, the Ramchal is the Ramchal is the father of modern Jewish philosophy, a modern Jewish outlook. And by that I mean he is not dependent on the Rambam, and he's not dependent upon Aristotle, and he's not dependent upon the medieval world at all. It's a completely new departure. In fact, in some respects, he has a great resemblance to what later would be called existentialism. And also, his Hebrew language is magnificent. But to that extent, we can say that probably from the time of the Rambam to the time of the Ramchal, there is no one that was able to do in Hebrew what he was able to do. And again, it's an overstatement, but in order to give it some characteristic, he probably, we could say, is the father of modern Hebrew in terms of using the Hebrew language to express most abstract ideas and yet not be dependent upon a Mishnaic or literary Hebrew, but rather on a Hebrew constructed of the language itself. All of these accomplishments we see in hindsight. His generation probably saw very little of it. But the farther we see it in hindsight, the greater the person becomes. The Ramchal died a very young man. He died when he was 40 or 41 or 42. And he had emigrated from Amsterdam to Eretz Yisrael under the pressure of all the bans and the machlokas and the fights and the persecution. And he and his family arrived in Tiberias, and they died in a cholera plague that swept the community there.